Good morning. It's 6:31. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. President Trump said this week he's still taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to try and prevent COVID-19. But as WHYY's Alan Yu reports, many medical experts say the drug should not be used for that purpose outside of a clinical trial.
Back in March, there was some anecdotal evidence that hydroxychloroquine might be promising against COVID-19. President Trump promoted it. The Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization. But now, panels from the American College of Physicians and the National Institutes of Health have reviewed the evidence. They separately concluded doctors should not use the drug to treat COVID-19 patients outside of a clinical trial. Jacqueline Fincher is the president of the American College of Physicians.
Everything we do is risk versus benefit. And you don't want to treat a patient with any medication or any treatment that has all risk associated with it and no benefit. And that is where we are with hydroxychloroquine.
The FDA warned doctors against the use of the drug for COVID-19 because of reports of serious heart problems. Clinical trials are ongoing to see how effective it is for patients and healthcare workers with COVID-19. Alan Yu, WHYY News.